podcast is brought to you by American Media, with support from Jim Ryan at Merrill Lynch. Visit them online at ba.ml.com/Ryan Group.
Hi, I'm Father Jim Martin. I'm about to lead you through a traditional Jesuit prayer to help you notice where God has been in your day. But first, here's our weekly reflection. This summer, I thought we could expand our conversation on prayer by talking about different topics in prayer. In other words, I'd like to talk about the kinds of things that people ask after they have been praying for a while. This week, let's talk about spiritual direction. If you've been praying for any length of time, you might have heard about the practice of spiritual direction. So you might wonder, what is it? And is it for me? Essentially, a spiritual director helps you, the directee, notice where God is active in your personal prayer and your daily life. A good spiritual director doesn't offer psychological counseling per se, or even advice about what to do in your life, but rather helps you to see where God is leading you. Normally, a person would meet with their spiritual director once a month, perhaps for an hour or so. I would say that anyone who is serious about living a healthy spiritual life should, at least for some time, seek out spiritual direction. And by all means, get someone who is trained, not simply someone that you see as a holy person. As Saint Teresa of Avila said, if it's a choice between someone who is holy or wise for a spiritual director, she would pick wise. Why? Spiritual direction is a skill and one that is learned. If you're looking for a director, some good places to start are a local retreat house, a recommendation from someone you know who goes to spiritual direction, or perhaps the website Spiritual Directors International. Spiritual direction helps you to notice where God is. Why not try it out? Now, let's enter into the examine and review the past day. If you're listening to this in the daytime, we'll look back at yesterday. If it's in the evening, when most people pray the examine, we'll look back at today. I'll lead you through the meditation, and after each step, we'll give you time to reflect. First, take a deep breath. Just relax and ask God to be with you. If you'd like, you might imagine yourself sitting with Jesus. But whatever way you do it, let yourself enter into God's presence. Remember, this is a conversation with God, and your time to look back over your day with God. Now call to mind two or three things from today that you're grateful for. They need not be big things. Anything that blessed your day. Call each of them to mind, one by one. Savor them and thank God for them. let's review your whole day from start to finish, from your getting up to your going to bed. Try to notice where God has been. Where did you accept God's invitation to be loving, to be grateful, to be yourself? And where did you turn away from it? Think about specific people, places, and events. Let's start from your getting up this morning. What was it like? Did you eat breakfast or skip it? Were you rushed? Calm? What was the beginning of your day like? Where was God? Now think about the rest of your morning. What did you do? Where did you notice God? In what people and places and events did you encounter God? Take your time and just notice. Let's move to the middle of your day, around lunchtime. What was that time of day like? As you cast your mind back, what do you notice? Now we're in the afternoon. What happened? Whom did you speak with? What did you do? Where did you encounter God? When you're ready, move to the evening, around dinner time. Just notice what happened. Where was God present to you? Now remember with God the end of your day. What happened? Call the end of your day to mind and notice where God was and how you responded. Now take a deep breath and pause. As you looked back over your day with God, you probably remembered some things that you regret, because none of us are perfect. Remember those things now, even your sins, and express sorrow to God. Ask God for forgiveness. If they're serious sins, you might want to think about going to confession. But for now, just ask God for forgiveness and the grace to do better. Now take another deep breath and call to mind something that came up in your exam just now that was especially meaningful. Just bring it before God. Maybe you'd like to say something to God about it and let God say something to you. Thank you. take a deep breath and ask for the grace to see God in the next day. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Father James Martin. Keep noticing. This podcast was produced and edited by Eloise Blondio.